It's time for High Plains Public Radio's weekly program, Growing on the High Plains. Here's Skip.
Today we'll start off the new gardening year by taking a look at what needs to go where in a vegetable garden. And the answer will most likely reveal itself by digging up a popular repetitive phrase, rotation, rotation, rotation. One of the worst things you can do when planting your garden is to repeat the layout of your edible landscape every year. Some of your veggie garden residents need lots of nutrients, while others can actually enrich the soil during the growing season. It only makes sense to switch things around every year in order to let both types of plantings thrive. And rotating plants from year one placement to year two and finally to year three will help control pests and diseases that might otherwise eventually take over a large majority of your garden goodies. In order to simplify your vegetable landscape plans each season, let's look at the plants in terms of families, and then think of making the family members stronger and more productive by putting them together. Onions, garlic, chives, and leeks belong to the amaryllis family, while the carrot family contains not only carrots, but celery and several herbs like parsley, dill, and coriander. Members of the mustard family include broccoli, cabbage, cauliflower, kale, radish, and turnips. And two families that often fall prey to insects and disease are gourds, including cucumbers, melons, and squash, and the nightshade group of eggplants, peppers, tomatoes, and potatoes. Rounding out the vegetable garden plant families are two hard-working groups, the pea family of beans and legumes, and the grass family, made up of wheat, oats, rye, and corn. Now we'll consider garden layouts in rotation, with the carrot family pretty much able to stand alone as moderate feeders, thus doing well with any of the other plant families as long as soil is amended with compost before planting and then heavily mulched at the end of the season. Onions, garlic, and others of the amaryllis family can also stand strong as long as they are rotated with peas or legumes within the three-year cycle. The mustard family of cabbages, cauliflower, broccoli, and other coal crops require lots of soil maintenance because they are heavy feeders. To give them the best growing conditions, pre-seed with beans or peas, and be generous with a good organic compost after the season to prep the soil for the next residents. The two garden groups that need the most soil nutrients and guardians against fungal diseases and pests are members of the gourd family and the nightshades. Tomatoes, peppers, potatoes, cucumbers, squash, and melons are some of the most popular residents of many gardens, but will ultimately take the most care and watchfulness. Weeding and insect control are critical and should be done on an almost daily basis. The nightshades are especially heavy feeders and will probably require extra nutrients or soil amendments in most garden settings. And both family groups will present more success when preceded by the grass family, and then followed the next year by planting of peas or beans to help balance your garden soil. Information used in writing this story was found in a book called Month by Month Gardening for Prairie and Plain States, written by Kathy Barash and published by Cool Springs Press. In looking over the info on planting rotation, I found some advice that was familiar, but realized that I had little experience with the grass family in my garden plot. This next season, I'm going to add some wheat, oats, or rye to my spring and fall planting plans in hopes of producing a richer base for the vegetables to come.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and narrated by Skip Mancini, and it's produced by Brian Burrell. To hear more Growing on the High Plains, visit hppr.org.